This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
How big of an impact will Jalen Carter have in this game? Well, the numbers are staggering. Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We're going to get into your daily football fix. We got Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, going to join us on the other side. Wolchuk, Broaddus, Chiafalo, Alexander, Freeman, all hanging out with you. Appreciate you rocking with us here in the nation. We love you. And, hey, if you're a first-time listener, make sure you stick around. Just give us a chance. We might grow on you. We tend to do that. Remember when we first got on Nosebleed Seats at night? We're like, gosh, I hate this Zach and Eric pink duo.
I'll never forget the guy that kept texting. I'd rather listen to Hagee fart into the microphone for 4 hours than listen to you guys for another 5 seconds.
And all it took was like 18 months, you know. And yeah. they came back around and said, you know what? You guys grew on me. You're not so bad. You ain't so bad. So, you know.
We are the show of growers.
And showers. All right, this is pretty crazy. The Jalen Carter numbers, when he is on the field and off, it's basically a really good defense to a really bad defense for the Eagles. Dak was asked about Jalen Carter being part of this one. He said it's a huge impact. Obviously, it starts right there with him in the middle. He's the main reason why they don't feel like they have to blitz, that they can get pressure with just four. Hell of a player. We know we were fortunate in the first game to obviously not have to go against him, but I know he'll be ready to and fired up, so I'm excited for it. And to Dak's point, Eagles blitz at the eighth lowest rate in the NFL. But they still generate the eighth highest quarterback pressure rate. With Jalen Carter on the field, the Eagles' EPA, expected points added per play this season, 0.16. Without him, it's negative 0.16. That's the difference between the NFL's best and then second worst defensive unit when it comes to pressure. It is crazy. You look at him on the field, off of it, yards allowed. They're tied for 7th on the field. When he's not on the field, they fall to 27th in the league. Yards rushing allowed, 11th with him on, 22nd with him off. Third down success rate, they're dead last when Jalen Carter is not on the field. They're 4th with him on it. They're dead last in sack rate when Jalen Carter is not playing. They're tied for 12th when he does. Quarterback pressure, 16th, middle of the pack with him not playing, 6th when he does. Passer rating allowed, 2nd in the sport when he plays, 16th when he's off the field. Jalen Carter is a huge just tilt. If this Eagles defense is good, he's playing. If they are not, he is out. Those numbers, I don't know that I've seen a split for one player, maybe since the Sean Lee Cowboys defense days, of how important Jalen Carter is to this Eagles defense, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminds you of all those numbers from Micah when he was with the Cowboys, when he was not on the field. But yeah, he's absolutely a difference maker, and that went a long way in that first game, allowing the Cowboys offense, especially in that first half, to really be able to move the ball. But with the way that Jalen Carter's playing, and just now this whole defense as well, they've gotten it revamped. They have, because a lot of that time that, Carter was missing games earlier in the season, they still didn't have N'Kobe Dean. They hadn't traded for Jalen Phillips yet. And now it's like they have all their guys. And Jordan Davis at defensive tackle is playing some serious football here as well. So, I mean, that is going to be a huge challenge here for this Cowboys offensive line. And hopefully they're up for the task. Because you had a good performance versus the Raiders, but this is a whole different beast. It's not just one guy that you have to worry about.
Mm. Yeah, Jalen Phillips certainly has made a big impact. There's no question. I agree with you there. And you know, Brian, you talked about just how much you liked him, hoping the Cowboys were going to be able to get into the conversation there, but it did not happen. Now, Barkley talked about the addition of Quinnen Williams on the Cowboys front. He said he's a heck of a player. I don't know why New York traded him. He's upset. He is in his feels. He said, I'm not going to get into all of that. Sadly, he's in Dallas, but I love our guys, so I love that matchup. It's going to be a tough matchup, but they have great players now at all three levels. I'm hoping Quinnen just shuts Saquon Barkley down in a big way.
Yeah, I mean, thank God for Quinnen, and I don't expect the Eagles to be able to run the ball all that well. I don't expect their offense to be able to do all that much. I do think that the Eagles offense is now at a place where they're just trying to get to, can they get to 23 points?
Yeah.
Like that's just really what they're looking at here. And the offense is going to punt the ball a ton, but they're not going to turn it over. I do feel good about the Cowboys being able to stop this rushing attack, especially with Lane Johnson out too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to be real tough for them. Yeah. I just hope that they have a much better plan, and I expect them to, Broadus, to you, in terms of Jalen Hurts running.
Yes.
You would hope that, you know, because that was, I think that was the difference in the game.
Oh, it was.
Last time around.
I agree with you.
I mean, again, not saying anything nobody didn't know, but yeah, the problem is you don't know how they're going to finish. I mean, the edges, like that was Ezeraku's first game rushing. And I think now that he kind of has a feeling of playing against Jordan Mailata, they like, listen, I can't let that big son of a gun get his hands on me. So yeah, it's about being able to play. Like, you know, we always talk about set the edges, you know, have your fits, you know, but make sure too, though, when you're rushing the passer, just don't go blindly in there and try and make something happen and leave the thing open on the outside. Because if you don't get that guy on the ground, he is going to beat you. We saw that firsthand. I think you're better equipped now because you probably got some guys. When you start to talk about the linebackers being in a little bit better spot, Overshown can clearly run. He can close. He was a nightmare for Philadelphia the last time these guys met in Philadelphia. AT&T Stadium. I mean, they couldn't block him. They didn't have an answer for him. So his ability to run, to close ground, and also, too, you know, with Logan Wilson is a good angle-taking player. And, you know, when you get him in space, he's not going to miss. So these linebackers have to be ready to go because this quarterback, when he has to run, he'll make that happen.
Two-minute drill. Which quarterbacks are the best? Well, it ain't Jalen Hurts. He is not one of the best quarterbacks when it comes to putting points on the board in the final 2 minutes of either half. It happens to be one, Dakota Rain Prescott. The Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott leads the NFL in QBR. 98 is his QBR in the last 2 minutes of both halves, followed by Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Drake May, and Aaron Rodgers. Dak has six.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Six touchdown passes in the two-minute drill. That's the most in the NFL. He's got a 71% completion percentage, and he's got 9.2 yards per attempt. The big plays have been huge. You also had the Javonte Williams big 66-yard run, 33-yard run that set up the Cowboys at the right before half. But Dak's thrown four passes of at least 18 yards to get the Cowboys into scoring position, which sets up Brandon Aubrey. That could be huge. That middle eight, we talk about that all the time. And who knows? Do the Cowboys start with the football or not? If they don't, you look at double dipping. I mean, oftentimes that's kind of where games can be won and lost. That's what lost them against Chicago. They had no ability to go into the half and get any points. They come out of the half, they have to punt. Bears go on a 10-minute drive, and that's all. That the game's over at that point. This could really hinge on how effective Dak is and this offense is, and they've been really good at home. 2 minutes going into the half, and at the end of the game, as I'm predicting a walk-off Aubrey field goal, I think it's going to be a similar situation. I mean, you got this 1-point game. It could very well come down to that 2-minute drill.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't it the Commanders game? The Commanders game before half, where you like start the drive with the sack, and then you still end up getting huge plays. Pickens down the sideline, you get that Javonte Williams run. You are going to need some heroic type moments from the offense in this game, and hopefully absolutely. at home, they're able to muster that up a little bit, get some tempo going here. I'm excited to see what shot he has up his sleeve a little bit. It's the first time he's been the head coach in a rematch type scenario.
It's a good point. Bobby asked him about that earlier today, and that is. That'll be challenging. Jackson Dart, he's still in concussion protocol. He's not going to be playing for the G-man.
More Jameis is all I heard.
Yeah, eat a W. Jameis Winston going to get his second start. Gosh, I really thought he had a chance to upset Green Bay for us last week.
Mm. It was close, man.
It was. It would have been fun, but no, we won't get Jackson Dart, it will be Jameis. Did you see the list of names that the Giants are looking at for their next head coach?
I saw Jay Glazer on Sunday had a list of names that doesn't really inspire a ton of confidence, and I believe Mike McCarthy was at the top of that board.
Well,
that,
Glazer and McCarthy are best friends, so he's probably promoting Mike.
He's probably just throwing that name out there.
He was the reason why Steven and them hired, because Steven's friendship with Jay Glazer. That's a connect right there. So he clearly is trying to help his buddy get back in the league.
Well, Jordan Renan, who covers the Giants for ESPN, said that some of the names that they're interested are Kansas City Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.
He's coached there.
He did. Colts defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo, who just got canned by the Chiefs. Now he's got the Colts.
The Bengals.
Or the Bengals, yeah. I do that. Is it the colors? I don't know. I don't know why that gets me. And then former Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce are likely all to get interviews.
Well, he's a Giants legend.
He is. But those names right there also.
Jeez, man. Giants fans aren't going to like that.
No. Ascending coordinators like Jesse Minter with the Chargers, Chris Shula with the Rams.
I'd like that one.
And Jeff Hafley with the Packers, who's their DC. And then, yes, the former coaches like McCarthy, maybe Gruden, Matt Nagy, and Vance Joseph.
Okay.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, don't you want to go young? I mean, yeah, on either side of the ball, don't you want one of these guys that is a forward-thinking dude on either side of the ball? And like Chris Shula with the Rams right now would be right up there.
Yeah, I'd always look that McVay tree has seemed to be successful. But, like, what are you doing with Matt Nagy? Being back in head coaching, and Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith? Wait, you said Arthur Smith?
Yes, Arthur Smith's name's getting these guys, like,
I don't.
The
I
Chiefs
just,
offense has not been inspiring, and Nagy was not a good head coach in Chicago. It's weird how these guys can recirculate, you know, the same failed coaches, as head coaches at least, get these second opportunities. But I don't know. We'll see what the Giants end up doing. I hope they botch this thing. Joe Burrow's questionable to play against New England. He's been practicing today, practiced yesterday. He looks great, said Zach Taylor. He's got a shot. Definitely looking like Thanksgiving against the Ravens if he doesn't start on Sunday. But you could see Joe Burrow back for Cincinnati against New England. And Derrick Henry has an opportunity to move from number 15 to number 11 on the all-time rushing list on Sunday. He can go ahead and pass several players during the game. Hall of Famers like Jim Brown, you've got Marcus Allen, Edgerrin James, and Marshall Faulk, all names that he could go ahead and pass. He's even basically with Allen and James. He's 13 and 16 yards behind those two. He needs 50 yards against the Jets to pass Marshall Faulk, and then 83 yards to move ahead of Jim Brown. So a lot on the line historically for Derrick Henry this weekend for Baltimore.
I'm sorry, Wolchuk, I'm a little distracted because Jesse Rogers of ESPN.
Oh, gosh, what has happened?
Adolis Garcia.
Ooh.
Is being non-tendered by the Rangers.
Mm. There you go.
Seems to be official. And Astros fans are very excited about this on the internet right
now.
I totally understand why they would be. But, yeah, I mean, he hit 227, 19 homers, 665 OPS, 32 years old. Now he will be a free agent. So I know we had been wondering
expecting
if that.
That
was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I guess now we just await to see the fate of Jonah Heim.
Yeah, we knew it was probably coming, and I think Jonah, they had a better chance to trade Jonah than they did Adolis, but I don't think either are going to be back. I think it might end up being a non-tender situation for Jonah as well.
I meant to tell you this yesterday because I asked my my general manager buddy in the league, Major League Baseball, I asked him, I said, hey, boss, can you get anything for Garcia or Heim? He said lower-level flyer types. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what they're doing right now. They don't want to – they're just going to – We'll pass on that and just move on.
But we love you, Obami, and we will always remember that 2023 ALCS. You were the MVP, that entire postseason run. So many legendary moments from Adolis Garcia. The bat flip, the energy, some of the plays that he made.
The throws from the outfield.
Oh, my gosh, just absolutely robbing people at home plate. Yeah. I hope he continues his career elsewhere and is able to be an absolute star. We're going to miss him here in Texas, but Adolis Garcia being non-tendered by the Rangers, sources telling ESPN, will wait for the news on Jonah Heim. The other update that I just saw regarding college football, Lane Kiffin, situation, and this is from Keith Carter, Vice Chancellor for Intercollege Athletics at Ole Miss. He said, Coach Kiffin and I had many pointed and positive conversations regarding his future at Ole Miss, including meeting today. While we discuss next steps, we know we cannot lose sight of what is important, our sixth-ranked team that is poised to finish the regular season in historic fashion, despite the outside noise. Coach Kiffin is focused on preparing our team for the Egg Bowl, and together we want to ensure that our players and coaches can concentrate fully on next Friday's game. This team's on the cusp of an unprecedented season, and it's imperative that they feel the support from the Ole Miss family. An announcement on Coach Kiffin's future is expected this Saturday following the game. So we will find out.
They're open this week.
Yeah, but this Saturday after the Egg Bowl Friday.
Okay.
So Saturday after Thanksgiving. We will find out what is going on with Lane Kiffin.
Wow. And I see that his son, Knox, who plays high school football, just posted a photo on his Instagram story where he is wearing LSU Tiger headphones.
Oh.
I mean, they're not even being coy about it.
Crazy.
They're just letting it all hang out there like that.
Mm.
Lane's can't be liking that, can he?
Son,
what are you doing?
He made it Facebook official already, bro.
Yeah,
calm down,
man.
Calm down.
Put it on the socials before they've even tied the knot.
Yeah, I sent the kid the headphones.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
That's a good play by you.
Thanks.
All right, let's chat with Nick Harris for Worst Start Telegram next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.